Hi everyone. So this is my third podcast today. Just a reminder that I put a podcast out every Thursday or Friday and a piece of written content every Tuesday. In an ideal world, I would have, you know, the podcast come out the same day every week, and I am working on that, but because of my schedule, often it's easier to guarantee I can do it either on Thursday or Friday. So I guess you can say before the end of the week or towards the end of the week, I'll always put out a podcast, or let's say towards the end of the normal working week. So this week I'm going to talk about passive income, and I'm going to talk about four ways you can actually live overseas on a passive income. So number one is pensions, number two is online income, number three is real estate, number four is a 4% rule and living off portfolio. There are other ways, but I'm just going to cover these four, the positives, negatives, and so on. So let's get going now. Let's talk number one about pensions. Now, if you're already drawing a pension, in other words, you're already got a fixed income from a pension, you know, you've decided not to draw down your pension, but to actually allow the insurer or the provider to give you a fixed income for life. In some ways, it's quite simple. For example, let's say you've got $2,000 a month. It's quite simple to work out what you need to work out. You basically need to just work out how much it costs to live in certain countries. You also have to work out the tax implications. But that's a very, very simple case where you're given a certain chunk of money for your pension. The only thing I would add to this section, which is going to be the shortest section, is make sure you understand that health insurance can be the biggest cost. Give a great example, Europe. In some European countries, health insurance is free or close to free. Whereas if you go to Southeast Asia, including many poor countries in Southeast Asia, which are cheap, health insurance can be very expensive if you're over 60 or 70. You're really, really taking a big chance if you don't get good quality health insurance. So I'd say health insurance is a big thing to think about, and also tax is another thing. Now, secondly, I would talk about online ways of making passive income. So that could come from anything like Amazon, affiliate marketing, Patreon, like as a lot of you guys know, I'm starting a Patreon channel. Now, online can be a fantastic way of earning fixed income, or should we say passive income, and it can become quite consistent and fixed, especially if you give good value content. However, the main negative about the online passive income stream is they're not reliable. A case in point, let's say my book, which is on Amazon. You know, a book's never going to make you loads of passive income. You know, you might sell it for $10, make $5, whatever. But let's even say you make $200 a month, it's becoming quite consistent. And then suddenly you get a lot of reviews, good reviews, it might go to $400 a month. Now let's say you get a lot of bad reviews, it might go to $50 a month. You can't rely on this source of income. And in addition to that, you have to remember that the majority of online forms of income, like YouTube or whatever, it also isn't high value. And finally, online income is not really reliable in that these big companies regularly change their policies. So for example, YouTube, Amazon, they regularly change their policies on affiliate marketing, how they monetize things. So you can't really rely on it. That doesn't mean it can't be part of your strategy. But what I would say is, firstly, you should just focus on online to educate people. And if you educate people, you'll naturally get more clients, whether that's from directly or indirectly. So if you come from that vantage point, you're more likely to get success than if you just focus on the income and then you panic and think, oh my God, YouTube have changed their policies, or Amazon have changed their policies, I'm going to lose half my income now. So in conclusion, I would say it can be part of your whole online passive marketing stream. And your overall passive, you know, income option, but don't rely on it. Now, number three is real estate investing, buy-to-let investing. As I made clear in my book, leverage real estate is one of the few investments that can beat markets. However, it's high risk. In other words, if you do something like, I don't know, buy a cheap apartment or house in the UK or US, you rent it to loads of students or young professionals, you can make huge rent, especially now with Airbnb, it's, you know, huge rental yields and so on. However, You have to bear in mind, as I said, that A, it's high risk. B, property is a physical object. So if the law ever changes, as it regularly does, and property becomes, more and more taxed, you have to remember you can't just sell property overnight. Even if you try to make a fire sale, there's still legal documents and so on. It's not like a liquid portfolio. And C, as I say, the only way you can beat markets with property is through leverage, but that in itself is quite dangerous. A simple example: let's say you have $100,000, you manage to put five deposits down for five houses, so $20,000 each. You've got mortgages. Something simple happens, like interest rates keep going up, or one or two people trash the house, or anything like that. Or, for that matter, you can't sell the house. Remember, like many people, like some members of my own family, bought a house, and then subsequently there was a telephone mast which is linked to cancer was put almost next door, so they can't sell it. Remember, it's an illiquid asset, and I've met countless people in Southeast Asia who have bought these assets. On paper, they've gone up in value, but they can't actually often sell these assets. Real estate can be a good form of passive income, but I wouldn't put all your eggs in that basket. Relying on a house for a pension is very high risk. Now, the fourth passive income stream I would talk about, and something I've talked about a lot in the book, and I'll be talking a lot about in my Patreon channel, is the 4% rule. Now, what's the 4% rule? The 4% rule is the academic evidence for now, which goes back more than 200 years, that if you only withdraw 4% from a portfolio, so for example, if you have $100,000, $4,000 a year, $1 million, $40,000 a year. So if you only withdraw 4% of your portfolio every year, you can maintain the value of the account in inflation-adjusted terms. In other words, historically, markets go up by about 10.5% before inflation and about 6.5% after inflation. So if you take out 4% every year, basically in real terms, your account will probably go up by between 0 and 2%. In other words, after inflation, it will be stagnant or will go up slightly. So the 4% rule really is a great way of having passive income for the following reasons. Number one, it's tried and tested even in bad times. So for example, a lot of people might say, well, Adam, I know markets go up a lot, but what happens if 1929 happens again? What happens if, the financial crisis of 2008 happens again? Well, the academic evidence shows that as long as someone has at least 25% of their portfolio in government bonds, if someone in 1929 would have been unlucky enough to have invested even 24 hours before the stock market crash, if they would have stayed calm, reinvested their dividends, rebalanced their portfolio, their account would have been back up to 1929 levels by 1936 or 1937 because of the deflation. Because prices were going down by 9% per year, so minus 9% compounded over 5 years or so, there's a lot of deflation. So even in very extreme times, the academic evidence, as I've put below in this article, is very clear. It's perfectly safe to take out 4% per year as long as you watch your asset allocation. And that means also it's tried and tested not only in extreme circumstances but over long periods of time. So whereas something like Amazon or Google or affiliate marketing or all these forms of passive income on the internet, it's very new. It's not tried and tested. It's been going for 5, 10, 15, whatever, 20 years, and policies are always changing and so on. So my strong suggestion is that the 4% rule should, be the basis of your passive income stream. Think about it more as an 80-20 rule. So 4% of your portfolio or 4% of your income could come from, the 4% rule. Then the remaining 20% could come from, something like real estate or using Patreon or using Amazon or using YouTube or something like that. That would be my suggestion. The 4% rule is by far and away the safest and most tried and tested way of having passive income, as long as you are very calm when markets go down and you don't panic and so on. But I will be talking about passive income more in my upcoming Patreon channel, which will have a lot of podcasts and exclusive videos. And just as a reminder as well, even though many people have already signed up, The first 30 people who sign up will get, you know, special deals. So you can still sign up now and get those deals. And I hope today's podcast was useful.